WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis.
Tracking the storm.
Tropical storm Florence is practically stalled over the Carolinas. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam says heavy rains falling across the region.
We're starting to see those individual, what is called a feeder band. It takes the moisture from the ocean and literally deposits it in heavy rain bands right over the coastal areas. And we saw some of the reports, over 23 inches of rain already in Newport and Morehead City. Incredible, incredible amounts of precipitation.
He says some areas could see up to 3.5 feet, triggering flooding even in inland sections. More than 740,000 people in North Carolina and another 160,000 in South Carolina don't have power. Authorities say at least 5 people have died. And Florence isn't expected to hit our area hard, but Maryland's Emergency Management Agency says storm surge coming up the bay could cause some moderate flooding on the lower eastern shore. MEMA spokesperson Ed McDonough.
Doesn't look like it's anything life-threatening, but it could, you know, close roads and things like that. But it won't be rushing water. It'll be more like higher than normal tides.
And he says depending on the track Florence takes, there's a potential for some heavy rains later this weekend or early next week. While a lot of events were canceled earlier this week when it appeared Florence could threaten our area, the fair's going on in Frederick.
The Great Frederick Fair is underway, and spokeswoman Karen Crum-Nicholas says they're keeping an eye on Florence should the track change.
Our number one priority is the safety and security of our fairgoers, so we'll make any decisions based on that if there's any changes to the schedule that need done. And our concerts and everything are rain or shine.
Among those performing tonight, John Kay and Steppenwolf. Brett Young and Riley Green take the stage tomorrow night. General admission to the fair is $8. It runs through the 22nd. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort makes a deal with special counsel Robert Mueller's team.
After conviction in one trial and ahead of the scheduled start of another, Paul Manafort agreed Friday to cooperate with special counsel Robert Mueller's probe into Russian interference in the 2016 campaign. Manafort's attorney said his client is doing it for his family.
But he's accepted responsibility, and he wanted to make sure that his family was able to remain safe and live a good life.
The former Trump campaign chairman agreed to plead guilty to one count of conspiracy and one count of witness tampering. Prosecution said other charges will be dropped at sentencing or at the agreement of successful cooperation. In Washington, I'm Karen Kafa.
In sports, the Nats fall to the Braves 10-5. That series continues today at 1:05. The White Sox beat the O's 8-6. Game 2 in that series tonight at 7:05. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
WMAL has your chance to win tickets to the Capital Home Show September 21st through the 23rd at the Dulles Expo Center. 3 days only to shop, compare, and save with hundreds of experts all under one roof. Get interior design advice from Vern Yip of TLC's Trading Spaces. Plus, get bold decor ideas at the Design Home presented by Revitalized Design. From kitchens and baths to flooring and more, don't miss the Capital Home Show. Register to win your tickets now at WMAL.com/contests.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
What if you had a chance to win $5,000 just for doing something you do anyway?
I'm going to use my toaster for a chance to win $5,000.
I'm going to use my back scratcher for a chance to win $5,000.
Sound crazy? Well, Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union thinks it's smart. Now through November 30th, simply take advantage of Commonwealth One's already low rates on car loans, personal loans, or their free checking, and you'll be automatically entered to win $5,000 in loan payments or a $5,000 one-year certificate. Imagine having your payment made on your credit card or a loan for 1 year, or getting a $5,000 certificate for college or anything else. What's more, every week, Commonwealth One is holding a $100 giveaway drawing for anyone playing on their money-saving team. Go to cofcu.org/win and get in the game with Commonwealth One. Go to cofcu.org/win for account terms, conditions, and sweepstakes details. Residents of the DMV are eligible for membership. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
It's 7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Tony Rodriguez in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Got a new construction zone on the southbound side of 395, just south of Duke Street. You'll start to see that two right lanes are currently blocked for that construction zone. You got some light volume delays between Duke Street and Edsel Road, but nothing too serious. Thankfully, not a lot of volume on the roads for that to cause too much trouble. Inner loop of the Beltway looks great from the Springfield Interchange up towards the Tysons area. In Maryland, the inner loop of the Beltway dealing with a construction zone between Landover Road and Arena Drive, currently blocking at least one lane. Looks like it should be in the clearing stages soon, however. I'm Carlos Ramirez, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a coastal flood advisory is in effect from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Generally cloudy with patchy drizzle. A stray afternoon thunderstorm is possible, a high near 80. Tonight, a coastal flood watch is in effect. Scattered showers, a low around 70. Right now, 71 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis, Sound WMAL.
There's a lot to do this fall in D.C., but you know what there's not a lot of? Convenient parking. Fortunately, you can reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance with Spot Hero. Whether you're catching a game, exploring the district, shopping in Georgetown, or just heading out for some fun, Spot Hero is there for you. Simply download the Spot Hero app and type in your destination. Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots and prices. You can even get $10 off your first park by using promo code FAST on the app. That's $10 off with promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
By 2030, one in five U.S. residents will be retirement age. It's never too early to start thinking about where you will spend those golden years. Eric Stewart, host of Senior Solutions right here on WMAL, would like to personally invite you to a seminar on aging in place in Maryland and Virginia in October. This is a one-of-a-kind seminar that explains all of the housing options you have as you grow older. For more information, call 800-900-9104 or visit ericstewartgroup.com. Space is limited. Act now to reserve your seat.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
This is the Saturday Morning Update. In just a few minutes, we will be going live to the Carolinas to get the very latest on Hurricane Florence. But first off, the storms brewing around Washington this week. Always get to cover them with John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Brett Kavanaugh weathered the storms of the last few months of criticism, of testimony on Capitol Hill, and one last shot at Brett Kavanaugh, a letter alleging a story in high school from an anonymous source. And John, give us the details and your perspective on this, because I was surprised to see this come from Senator Feinstein.
Yeah, exactly. No other senator on the Democratic or Republican side certainly is commenting, let alone saying we need to look into this. It turns out that a woman who purports to have gone to high school with nominee Brett Kavanaugh said at one point he got out of hand in touching her and clamped his hand over her mouth at a party and pulled her toward him. Now, I'm not going to give any running commentary on the way someone behaved in high school in 1980, but this is someone who has not released her name for the public, does not give any supporting witnesses, or allege that he raped her or violated her in any way, just that he was abusive and boorish at a party when he was a teenager. It should be pointed out that a supporting witness would be helpful. Judge Kavanaugh and his supporters knew this. They produced a letter from more than 60 people who knew him in his high school days, some of whom were actually there at this party, and they say it never happened. They also pointed out he was and is a perfect gentleman toward everyone, and this includes some women who have signed this who happen to be Democrats. My guess is that this will be fair for Saturday Night Live tonight and probably won't even surface in the hearings next week. My bet, he's reported out to the full Senate on a positive vote and then is confirmed with two or three Democrats giving him votes to spare.
Speaking of anonymity, John, of course, the New York Times op-ed piece, Bob Woodward quoting many anonymous sources in his book, his media tour, at least this week, off the front burner with the storm coverage. But what are we hearing, if anything, more on the New York Times op-ed author?
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders has said the administration is searching for this individual, and Sanders and others echo the president that if this is someone who does not like the administration or the way things are, they should simply resign and be gone. One thing I can guarantee is that we will not have to wait 30 years to find the identity of Deep State Throat. We're going to learn it probably in a matter of days, if not even sooner. One comment on this. Ed Rollins, Ronald Reagan's 1984 campaign manager and former head of the National Republican Congressional Committee, believes that this is someone from the vice presidential staff who happened to come into meetings at the White House and was around the president. I have a feeling there's something to this, if for no other reason. Historically, vice presidential staffs have felt they are brighter than the staffs of the president, and that their man, who's number two, is brighter than number one. This was certainly true in the case of Vice President George H.W. Bush and Ronald Reagan. It was true in the case of Al Gore's staff and Bill Clinton's, and it was true in a very big way with the staff of Vice President Dick Cheney and President George W. Bush. Even though in all those cases, the president and the vice president had a very convivial relationship. So my guess is, Ed Rollins is theorizing that the staffer works for the vice president and was able to go to White House meetings and hear things. That's the lodestar of my case right there.
I got that one. John, so much emphasis on Russia and Russia meddling in the elections and Russian hacking, but there's also been attention recently on China, and more people are talking about a very aggressive stance that China is taking, and you were in the room when some comments were made this week.
I certainly was. On Thursday night, I had the pleasure of attending the 30th anniversary gala of the founding of the Center for Security Policy. This is a group launched by one-man perpetual motion machine, former Reagan Pentagon official Frank Gaffney, and it's become one of the nation's leading pro-defense advocacy groups. Its Keeper of the Flame Award winner was Congressman Devin Nunes of California, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He pointed out that instead of focusing so much on what damage might have been done in the United States by Russian interference in the 16 elections, we might take a look in 2018 at what China is doing. According to Chairman Nunez, it's not just Africa where China has a presence that's quite well known. It's in most of the European countries where they are buying businesses, putting up dummy websites, and becoming an aggressive presence in all of those countries. They're doing it in the Middle East. They're doing it in the Far East. In other words, so many of the tactics that the Russians are alleged to have used in other countries during their last trip to the ballot, China is using year-round in the business community. opportunity, and they are set not only to disrupt the businessmen and entrepreneurs from individual countries, but to set themselves up as rivals, perhaps buying properties, buying key choke points, such as the Panama Canal, and becoming a worldwide presence. I might add that the Chinese are historically patient, and they have no desire to seize the world in one fell swoop, but they can wait a generation or two. The fact is, as Congressman Nunez says, they're out there.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. You can follow him by just simply Googling Gizzi on politics. John, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
7:16 now on the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up, we're going to go live to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, get the very latest on what is now Tropical Storm Florence. Also on the way, we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Cheryl Atkinson. But first off, a check of the traffic and weather. Carlos Ramirez is in the traffic center. Carlos?
Southbound side of 395, dealing with that construction zone, blocking at least two right lanes just before you get down towards Edsel Road. Delays back towards Duke Street. Northbound side not affected by this. You're completely up to speed all the way up towards the 14th Street Bridge, inner loop of the Beltway in Maryland. Looks like all the activity from that earlier construction zone is over on the right shoulder between Landover Road and Arena Drive. Also got a construction zone on 370 on the westbound side as you make way past Shady Grove Road. Reports that one far right acceleration lane is currently blocked. I'm Carlos Ramirez, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got clouds for today and tomorrow with a high of 79 today, up to 76 on Sunday. Monday and Tuesday, thunderstorms with the highs near 80 and sunshine back in the forecast on Wednesday with a high of 83. 69 right now in D.C., heading to 79 this afternoon. 7:17 on the Saturday morning update.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating and air, 703-922-1900.
A-Action Home Services.
Problem solved.
Hey, honey, what's going on?
I was just logging in and checking on our account, and I thought we were going to do better this year.
I know. I've been trying to watch what I spend. No more stopping for coffee for me.
I don't think giving up coffee is going to do it. We need more income for our day-to-day, not to mention setting aside something for the kids' college and our retirement.
Man, I wish there was an answer.
For most of us, no one ever taught us how to invest, yet it's a skill that we all need. If you're looking to generate extra income, Online Trading Academy, the leader in financial education, can help. Attend one of Online Trading Academy's free introductory classes, and they'll show you how to create monthly, weekly, or even daily income using their patented supply and demand strategy. Plus, this month, they'll send you home with their free investor kit, loaded with guides to smarter investing and lessons from the pros just for attending. Register now by calling 877-304-TRADE, 877-304-8723, or otaclass.com. 877-304-TRADE or otaclass.com.
Thompson Creek Windows can lower your utilities, improve your comfort, and save you 40%. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows, so you won't pay the middleman markup. Buying direct from Thompson Creek means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. The typical supply chain has products going from the manufacturer to the distributor to the contractor and finally to the subcontractor for installation. Thompson Creek is the only factory with true factory direct pricing, and they're the only party responsible for their warranty, which covers you for up to 50 years. So Thompson Creek gives you peace of mind. Call now to buy one window and get one 40% off, plus zero interest until April 2020. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, or see thompsoncreek.com for details. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK today.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Chris Plant here. You know the jingle, you know the name.
Hadid has been cleaning your grandmother's rugs and your great-grandmother's rugs. For more than 60 years, my friend Joe Hadid has specialized in hand-washing your delicate rugs and carpets, but now Joe is more excited than ever. He's created a menu of cleaning options that are faster, more affordable, and can save you money without compromising quality. Look, if it's been a little while since you got a quote from Joe, call back. Joe has a new express service that can definitely save you money, and when you qualify, you still get the same VIP treatment. They come to your home, move the furniture, roll up the rugs, and return them with a deep-down professional clean. Plus, for a limited time, Joe's offering 15% off any in-plant rug cleaning. That's 15% off. To learn more about all the new cleaning options, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
It's 7:20. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. We go live to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Clayton Neville is covering what is now Tropical Storm Florence this morning for us. And Clayton, thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you very much. This thing is very slow moving, and it looks like the rain's going to continue to fall for quite some time.
Now, when did the rains first start where you are in Myrtle Beach?
So it really started coming down, let's see, I guess it would be on Friday. So yesterday morning is really when it started. Maybe a little bit Thursday night, but mainly it was Friday when the rain really started coming and then hadn't stopped since. There were some pretty heavy winds that came with it. We're still dealing with some winds, but the main story here is the amount of rain. Every time, you know, I'll step outside, the conditions don't change much. It's just really windy and really wet.
And have they given you any estimate as to how much rain may have fallen there? We know it's over 24 inches at Morehead City.
Yeah, so the totals right now obviously are climbing several inches at least. We don't have any totals yet because the sun is just starting to rise here. So I expect that a little bit later this morning. But if I were to guess, I would say maybe 5 to 6 inches so far with more rain on the way. They were predicting here anywhere between 10 and 12. Now, obviously, those totals rise as you go farther north up into North Carolina, who's really been hit hard by this thing. With the amount of rain that we've got here, you know, that's an issue, but a lot of officials here in Myrtle Beach at this point right now feel like they've escaped pretty decently so far, but there's still some more storm surge expected here over the next couple hours.
Now, we know Myrtle Beach can be, even this time of the year, very, very busy still because, you know, the tail end of summer. And how many people, what would you say sort of the percentage is of people that have left? Is it a virtual ghost town there, or did a number of people stay behind?
You know, compared to what it typically would be on this time, yeah, I think you can call it a ghost town. I would say, I mean, it's pretty solid numbers. I would say 75 to 80% of people have left, but that leaves maybe 20% of people that did stay. And a lot of people that stayed live here, obviously, on the beach. Some of them have come 2 miles into even the hotel that I'm at to escape the ocean front, but have decided to stay here in the city of Myrtle Beach. Now, some of the people I spoke with, and this is something concerning, said that they chose to stay because the storm downgraded from a 4 to a 2, then to a 1, and now it's a tropical storm. And that's exactly what local officials here were afraid of, that people would let their guards down because those categories started to drop. But those categories don't mean much, according to forecasters, when it comes to potential damage, because a couple things. One, this is about how much rain is going to fall, not about the winds, and those categories are based on wind speeds. The other part of it is, yeah, a Category 4 storm is bad. Category 1 might not be as catastrophic, but we're not dealing with a storm that's coming through and moving on. We're dealing with what was a Category 1 and now is a tropical storm, and it's just sitting on top of one area for 2 days.
And have they given you any projection as to when the storm may ultimately move out and the rain stop?
So that's the guessing game right now. People here are just waiting, but we're looking through the day today. The conditions are probably going to be the same. And then late tonight or tomorrow, it looks like in this particular area along the coast, things might ease up a little bit as this thing moves further inland, back up to the north, and then up ultimately maybe sometime next week to New England. Of course, by that time, the amount of rain that it brings will fall significantly. But we're looking at probably another 24 hours of this.
Now, as you surveyed the site in Myrtle Beach, you know, late yesterday, and I don't know how much you've been able to get out this morning, but describe the damage as you look around. What type of damage is it? Is it primarily flooding, or was there some wind damage there at Myrtle Beach?
Well, again, here in Myrtle Beach, you know, things have been pretty light as far as damage is concerned. And now as the sun comes up, we'll get a better gauge for what happened overnight. But mainly just debris like tree limbs and things like that that have fallen, blocking some parts of the roadways and things like that. But as far as structure damage, we haven't heard of much so far, haven't seen much. Here in the hotel that I kind of hunkered down in late last night, there were a few spots where water started coming in underneath the windows, the sliding glass doors in some parts of the hotel. Nothing significant, maybe an inch or two, and that's it. Something that they were able to take care of with towels and things like that. So pretty insignificant, but certainly something that people are dealing with. And again, as you go farther and farther north, things get a little bit more worse.
Clayton Neville, live for us this morning in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Clayton, thank you very much for being with us.
All right, thanks.
You bet. 7:26 now on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. My friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams understand how serious it is to get the most money when selling your home. It's your largest investment, after all. Debbie and Sarah guarantee that they will sell your home for 100% of the asking price, or they're going to pay you the difference. That is a fact. When it comes time to sell your home, the more buyers that know about it, the more money you'll get. Bottom line. Debbie and Sarah developed an exclusive program to take the stress out of selling your home and at the same time let thousands of buyers know about your home through their Buyers in Waiting acquisition program. They currently have over 7,000 buyers that have registered with them. These buyers are willing to pay top dollar for your home. Debbie and Sarah are so confident that they'll guarantee 100% of your asking price or they will pay you the difference. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
A cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Larry O'Connor here from my friends at Renters Warehouse, and I'm here to talk about TNT. That's top-notch tenants. People who respect your property, pay the rent on time, and are good neighbors to those around them. Top-notch tenants are the key to making renting rock, and you find them by partnering with Renters Warehouse. Once your property is in rent-ready condition, Renters Warehouse taps hundreds of websites and vets thousands of potential renters to score you top-notch tenants in just a few weeks on average. They do the walkthroughs. They do thorough background and credit checks. They assist with lease documents, inspections, and rental licensing, everything that builds a solid foundation for a great relationship between you and your renters. Plus, for only $99 a month, Renters Warehouse manages your property 24/7 to keep you and your renters happy. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Find top-notch tenants for your home by calling 202-625-4370 or go to renterswarehouse.com right now. That's renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse. Great tenants live here.
There's a lot to do this fall in D.C.
But you know what there's not a lot of? Convenient parking. Fortunately, you can reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance with Spot Hero. Whether you're catching a game, exploring the district, shopping in Georgetown, or just heading out for some fun, Spot Hero is there for you. Simply download the Spot Hero app and type in your destination. Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots and prices. You can even get $10 off your first park by using promo code FAST on the app. That's $10 off with promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
News next at 7:30, then we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Cheryl Atkinson on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30, I'm Heather Curtis.
Tracking the storm.
Tropical storm Florence is hovering over the Carolinas, pounding the region with heavy rain and winds. At least five people are dead, including an infant. Nearly 1 million in North Carolina and South Carolina are without power. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says his state's really taking a beating.
We're still evacuating areas all along the rivers in North Carolina. There's probably not a county or a person that won't be affected in some way. This very massive and violent storm.
Some people from the Carolinas are seeking refuge in our region, according to MEMA. Spokesperson Ed McDonough says the agency's opened shelters for them.
We have opened a shelter at Ritchie Coliseum at the University of Maryland, and then we've opened another one at Chesapeake College over on the Eastern Shore, so that, you know, if people get up to Maryland and they need a place to stay and they just can't go any farther or they don't have any more money or whatnot, so they can, you know, stay here until they think it's safe to go back.
The National Hurricane Center says Florence is expected to become a tropical depression later today. Overseas, the Philippines officials there are trying to figure out how many people were killed when a typhoon pummeled the northern breadbasket with ferocious winds and rains that set off landslides. In sports, the Nats fell to the Braves 10-5. That series continues today. The White Sox beat the O's 8-6. Game 2 in that series tonight. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
If you're looking to sell your home in the Metro DC area, then call Debbie Dolrule Associates of Long & Foster. Debbie and her team have been doing real estate for 30 years and have helped people just like you sell and buy over 7,000 homes. They're the number one team in Long & Foster, and for good reason. Debbie Dolrule is changing the way real estate is sold. Whether you're wanting maximum value or maximum convenience, Debbie has you covered. Their friendly and professional team gets you more money, period. No gimmicks necessary. It's as easy as 3-2-1 sold. 3. Contact Debbie. 2. Get an on-site evaluation. And 1. In 24 hours, have an offer on your home and a suggested list price. Call Debbie's team at 571-200-5321. That's 571-200-5321. Or visit 321homesold.com.
It's as easy as 321 sold.
It's 7:33 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather, here's Carlos Ramirez in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Got a construction zone on the southbound side of 395. Looks like at least one far right lane is still blocked. Expect to see those delays start near the Duke Street exit down towards Edsel Road. As you head past the Beltway, you will be just fine and up to speed. Elsewhere, got reports of an accident seen on the inner loop of the Beltway, making your way past Van Dorn Street. But looks like that was cleared over to the shoulder, so no longer causing any issues. A similar story on the eastbound side of 66, a crash near 234, previously blocking one left lane and now over on the far left shoulder. I'm Carlos Ramirez, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a coastal flood advisory is in effect from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Generally cloudy with patchy drizzle. A stray afternoon thunderstorm is possible, a high near 80. Tonight, coastal flood watch is in effect. Scattered showers, a low around 70. Right now, 64 in Leesburg, 71 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Texting enrolls for alerts and offers via automatic text message. Message and data rates may apply.
Hello, America. This is Martha Stewart. Now you can cook great-tasting dinners at home, and it's easy. Forget about frozen foods and takeout. Instead, join me for great home-cooked food. Introducing Martha and Marley Spoon Meal Kits. pre-portioned fresh ingredients with my wonderful easy-to-follow recipes delivered right to your door. And right now you can try three for free. For a very limited time, I'm offering three free Martha and Marley Spoon meals to everyone, anywhere. Imagine cooking butter-basted steak, Berkshire pork tenderloin, cheese-stuffed chicken, and more. With new recipes every week, Martha and Marley Spoon helps you put a delicious dinner on your table in around 30 minutes.
For three free meals and free shipping, text FEAST to 246810. Just text the word FEAST to 246810 for details. Hurry, three free won't last long. Text FEAST to 246810.
There are some things you can count on. Like that one friend who's happy to see you every time you come home. Or that one song, the one that gives you goosebumps, guaranteed. Or earning a great rate on your savings.
Simply open a 13-month CD from Citibank with a $25,000 minimum deposit, and you'll lock in a 2.35% annual percentage yield. That's a guaranteed return you can count on. Visit a Citibank branch to apply today. Citi, welcome what's next. Terms and conditions apply.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is the Saturday Morning Update, 736. We're joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who has been sitting in this week on WMAL. Good to have you back with us on Saturday morning. Sorry you can't sleep in.
Hey, Rick, always good to be on, and I never mind getting up early for you since I know a lot of folks get up to listen to you and I in the morning here on Saturdays, so it's always good to be on.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about the latest on the Peter Stroke, Lisa Page text.
Oh, yeah.
And what
yeah.
I think is significant is CNN Politics Page is now reporting this story, and a couple of interesting texts are out, and I want to read them very quickly because they're short. Quote, "It will make your head spin to realize how many stories we played a personal role in." That text from Lisa Page to Peter Strzok on December 19th. Sheesh, this has been quite a year, she added. And, you know, the idea of playing a role in the stories, I thought, you know, the FBI was pretty tight-lipped about what they did.
Well, I think this is the key issue that we've come to recognize, and I think you can only ignore it for so long, but people we're talking about, plus others, and I believe this goes to Comey. By the way, real quick note on that, Rick, I think this now makes sense in context of why Comey refused, if you recall, when he was still director under President Trump, Comey refused to do any leak investigations. Well, why on earth would you do a leak investigation if your guys are leaking? And that's what we're seeing here. Page, I think, is notably frank in her assessment of what they did. They left being the Federal Bureau of Investigation to the Federal Bureau of Information, because they were the information source of all of these things which were going on when we look back. One of the things I've recommended the administration look at, you need to do a map of this. You need to look at everything they touched that they contaminated with their influence. Because, Rick, this defeats the idea of a free press. And it's very clear at this point that we still don't know the depth of everything they did. And the other thing needs to be done, you know, the idea needs to be examined of did Comey know? And if Comey knew, should he be prosecuted?
All right, here's another one. This is a text. The two appear to be discussing CNN's January 2017 reporting that President Trump had been briefed on the dossier compiled by Christopher Steele. Quote, "Sitting with Bill, watching CNN, a ton more out," T-O-N in caps, by the way. That's Peter Strzok texting Lisa Page. "Hey, let me know when you can talk. We're discussing whether now that this is out, we use it as a pretext to go interview some people."
Right. So clearly they knew about the dossier. They knew what it contained and how explosive it was. And this goes to the point that you and I talked about pretty much from day one on this. This was a use of information to push for action. They were trying to set people up to have an excuse, a pretext, if you will, to go out and do interviews. This is where it's very clear that they were going down the path of trying to get people set up in the past. Now, remember, by this time, they're talking about this, Rick. They'd already had Stephen Halper and others out planting the seeds, trying to get Trump's folks to trip up or involve themselves with Russia. So this is they're getting people coming and going. This is amazingly insidious. And I've talked to people who were skeptical of this whole investigation. And you know, CNN now is paying attention. It is beyond a shadow of a doubt, Rick, at this point, of what they're saying is exactly the truth, that there was an effort to manipulate media for purposes of trying to have the FBI interview people who, as far as I can tell, were completely innocent of any crimes relating to Trump-Russia, yet this is what they were doing.
Okay, now you've been involved with national security for decades.
A day or two,
And we've seen John Kerry recently and what he's been saying and talking with the Iranians. Well, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, unloaded on Kerry for, quote, actively undermining U.S. policy on Iran by meeting several times recently with the Iranian foreign minister. And Kerry is apparently floating this notion of waiting out the Trump administration. And this is what John Kerry had to say about waiting it out.
I think everybody in the world is sitting around talking about waiting out President Trump. No, it's not Iran deal specific. It's with respect to trade, with respect to NATO.
Okay, so if you have the former Secretary of State doing the wink and a nod to wait it out, unfortunately he's not realizing they may have to wait 6 years to wait it out. But point being, what are your thoughts of a former Secretary of State putting that message out against the current administration?
I'm going to say some things here that's going to probably get me in trouble, but it's borderline treasonous, if not treasonous, by the fact that you have a former official campaigning against the current administration. At minimum, and this is where I think Mike Pompeo is completely correct, they've got to take action, and this is where the Logan Act kicks in. And you might recall, Rick, when Mike Flynn rolled in as national security advisor, he was accused of all sorts of high crimes and misdemeanors. He was simply trying to do his job and do outreach prior to the administration, Trump administration, coming in. This is well beyond simply contact for purposes of communication. This is manipulation. So I hope I can use the term that Chris Plant uses. Well, you know, when you have old Boltneck out doing things to undermine the very national security of the nation in real time, the administration is going to have no choice but to do something. And yeah, to your point, I mean, waiting the administration out is not an answer. And he mentioned, you know, John Kerry mentioned NATO. I know for a fact that Ambassador Rick Grenell and members of President Trump's cabinet are working very hard to invigorate NATO. So this is the very thing. That one little example is the very essence of what's going on with Kerry. They're interfering in policies and initiatives which they don't have any role in, yet they will undermine simply because politically they oppose the president.
I also wanted to get your read on the video that leaked out via Breitbart, and that is a video of the senior executives, including the co-founder at Google, and this is a company meeting. They're up on the stage addressing the employees at Google.
Most people here are pretty upset and pretty sad for because of the election. I certainly find this election deeply offensive, and I know many of you do too.
This massive, like, kick in the gut that we were going to lose, and it was really painful.
Is there anything positive you see from this election result?
Boy, that's a really tough one right now.
wow. And I think they responded by saying, well, they were just expressing their personal feelings. You don't express your personal feelings at a corporate meeting and have it appear as though it's corporate policy in some way, shape, or form, or that's the way the entire senior executive leadership feels. And then they wonder why people wonder about bias in some of these outlets.
Well, it's a national security issue because, as you mentioned, and I've listened to that video several times, Rick, they say we lost. Now think about that. We being Hillary Clinton and them. So, you know, if there was any colluding in the election, I think it was, Google colluding with Ms. Clinton, not Trump colluding with Russia. Because we're talking about one of the most powerful search engines on the planet, if not the most powerful, with a great deal of potential to influence thinking. And there's no doubt from that tape, Rick, whose side they were on. We got to look at this as a society of what this really means when you have a corporation which self-identifies. And I mean, it's a corporate decision. All the leadership had made the decision that they were, quote unquote, you know, on, you know, the Clinton's team. She even says that. The CFO says that. So we have to take this seriously because, again, if we're going to have a free society, you're going to have a means of communication. And keep in mind, Google and Facebook and Twitter are all now trying to censor false news. They're trying to censor information they don't like. So we are in a very, very dangerous time. This is a good example of how we know it now.
Well, and it's not only the senior leadership. Imagine if you're an impressionable young member of that team at Google and you're, you know, mid to lower level on the staff and you hear the brass, you know, espousing that opinion and that view. Is that not your mandate to follow that opinion? And when you're doing your job, are you sitting there going, oh, that's right. Well, everybody here is pro-Clinton and anti-Trump. Is that what I'm supposed to do in my job? Maybe it's not stated, but it's certainly influential.
Oh, absolutely. And I've seen this before. And we all know how that worked. I mean, Rick, you know, we're older than the average bear, but we all came up through the ranks. And you know if your boss likes something, if you don't like something. And if you know you're going to have to survive in a corporation where they essentially, it's a cult. It sounds like it's a cult. And if you want to survive in that cult-like environment, you're going to have to comply with their thinking. That's what someone would have to be faced with. It's not ethical. I don't know if it's legal or not, because I think there's some issues relating to, the corporate interests. If you can have people like that signing a board to a political campaign, but taking sides in the political race should not be something a corporate entity, corporate officer should be allowed to do and then force others to comply.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, VP for Strategic Initiatives and Operations at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, as always, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Rick.
Pleasure. 7:47, Saturday morning updates. WMAL, Carlos Ramirez is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Worst spot so far this morning is going to be the southbound side of 395. You're jam-packed between Duke Street and Edsel Road for a construction zone that is currently blocking at the very least one far right lane. Thankfully, the inner loop of the Beltway is quiet from I-95 up towards 66 and continuing towards the American Legion Bridge. 270 is quiet, headed southbound towards the Beltway, and no issues on Route 50 from the Capitol Beltway down towards DC 295. I'm Carlos Ramirez, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy today and tomorrow, high up around 79. For Monday and Tuesday, thunderstorms, highs around 80. Sunshine back in the picture on Wednesday with a highs of 83. The humidity will remain very high into Wednesday. 70 right now in D.C., heading to 79. 7:48, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. It is great to have you with us, and it is great to be joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She is the host of Full Measure. She has had a very busy summer investigating stories for the fall season. Cheryl, it's great to have you back with us.
I'm glad to be back. Thanks.
Controversy this week we saw over the death toll from Hurricane Maria, that controversy erupting this week. Numbers climbing from 64 deaths reported in December of 2017 to 2,975 this week. But you were investigating those numbers prior to the release of the numbers this week.
I was. We'll have that story on Sunday because I had talked to sources, including Puerto Rican man who's a University of Texas professor, who told me the 64 number was ridiculously incorrect, and that he explained how a culture of corruption, as he calls it in Puerto Rico, allowed officials there to control that number instead of getting at the true death number. So as a sort of a statistician and historian, he came up with his own estimate, which is very close to the number that came out recently from a George Washington University study. Way more than 64, as you said, and yet way less than a Harvard study. So we kind of think this so mysterious. You know, how do politics enter the fray when you're just doing what should be a fairly basic, simple death count after a hurricane?
Another controversy that we see often in the news is that about the local referendums on sanctuary city policies. And along with the referendums come the TV and the radio ads and the misinformation in those ads. You've looked into this, and how does one get to the facts about sanctuary cities and crime statistics?
Well, I started by looking into and talking to both sides in the sanctuary city debate, which is really interesting because I went to California to do that. But, you know, the big objection to it by most people, to sanctuary cities, is the thought that illegal immigrants come in here and commit a lot of crime. But there's a lot of debate over that. You've heard that, right? Like, what is the true rate of crime among those who are here illegally? So I was able to find some federal statistics, not knowing what they would show. And one thing we can measure, we don't know who's here because by very definition, we don't know the population of illegal immigrants and what they do exactly. But we can count a subset of a population who's in prison at a given time. So using those numbers, those federal stats that also count local and state prisons, we can see over a certain time period how many illegal immigrants who are incarcerated are responsible for how many arrests for what kinds of crimes. And it's super eye-opening. I mean, do you want to hear one of the stats, for example?
Absolutely.
I mean, one of them we looked at was homicide. And over a five-year period, the federal government found just a subset of a population of illegal immigrants they could track who were incarcerated, were responsible for 33,000 homicides. So just those who are incarcerated in the five-year period were responsible for arrests for 33,000 homicides. And there are many rapes, there are many terroristic crimes, as they call them, and others. So it's not an insignificant amount. You can't extrapolate from there and say what percentage of illegal immigrants therefore commit what crimes. We just don't know. But we can tell how many incarcerated are responsible for how many arrests, and it's millions over the course of the five-year period that was looked at, millions of arrests for different crimes.
You know, with the ever-increasing polarization in politics, and of course the midterms coming up, there's no let-up in the bias in the news media, and we see evidence of that weekly. But you have a story that there are efforts to actually address it?
Yes. Have you ever heard of Project Censored by any chance?
No, I have not.
So this is a group I've followed for some years, and it's run by a guy out of Northern California, super, super liberal. I think he's a Bernie Sanders supporter. But this is an issue and a place and a media watchdog group where left kind of meets right in some respects when it comes to accountability and media censorship, as they say. This group measures every year what they call the most censored stories that they say the media is not well reporting, either for reasons of, you know, maybe advertisers advertise, you know, there's a conflict of interest there, they don't want to touch a story on a certain topic, or maybe ideological, maybe this is just considered off bounds or the one side of this story is never to be heard. So this is like a great little group. I think you'll love hearing from the guy who runs it, Mickey Huff, and listening to some of his philosophies about how they uncover these censored stories, and they write them up and publish a book about it every year.
Well, something I really wanted to ask you about is the media coverage of the president, and we've seen it even prior to his getting the nomination to even run for president. But recently it strikes me it's taken on a new dimension with the media now leading with stories that are attributed to anonymous sources, whether it's the New York Times op-ed, the Bob Woodward book, And now, most recently, the attack on the Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. And these are all based on anonymous sources. And you wrote The Smear, How Shady Political Operatives and Fake News Control What You See, What You Think, and How You Vote. How does all of this strike you with the anonymity and anonymous sources dominating the headlines now?
Well, you know, we as journalists, I've said this before, for the sake of deciding that we don't like Donald Trump, have exempted ourselves from our normal rules and ethics practices that we've had for decades or we've tried to abide by, which I think is entirely improper. I mean, you have to, in my view, follow the same practices. It's as important to follow them when you don't like somebody as when you do like somebody. That's why the practices are established. And the use of anonymous sources, you know, was carefully guarded and fairly regulated. I mean, not by any official law, but we had guidelines at CBS News. I've always had guidelines of when and how you use them, and very sparing. There's very things that you have to do if you're going to use them, and like try to identify them with what specificity you can. Explain why you can't identify them. Seek other sources first so that you don't have to use them if possible, and so on. Well, now, like you said, I mean, so many stories are based on them, and by news organizations that have gotten caught using wrong sources that have been proven, you know, 100% incorrect, and yet they keep using other anonymous sources that we're to believe. I don't know, the Woodward book, he may be absolutely right, but I would just say if I wrote a book, I think, where my primary sources I hadn't contacted prior to publication and I was direct quoting them based on a third party and they denied having said these things, I think that book would be taken off the market. But I guess there's different rules and different thoughts, you know, about that when it comes to certain books about certain people. It's just not the way it used to be.
Cheryl Atkison, host of Full Measure. It is tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on ABC7. As always, Cheryl, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
7:56 now on the Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
So, why choose Baird as your financial partner? Because we provide broad expertise that helps make sure the path you're on is the right one for yourself and your family. As your investment and risk assessment sounding board, we can help you keep your goals and your financial plan right in sync. And because we can show you where you stand, where you're going, and how to keep your portfolio moving in the right direction. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
We're here with a famous Madam M to talk about the big $5,000 giveaway from Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union.
I'm beginning to see something in my crystal ball.
Now through November 30th, simply take advantage of Commonwealth One's already low rates on car loans, personal loans, or their free checking.
I see someone dancing and waving money in the air.
And you'll automatically qualify to win $5,000 in loan payments or a $5,000 one-year certificate.
But wait, there's lots more people laughing and waving money.
That's because every week, Commonwealth One is also holding a $100 giveaway drawing for anyone playing on their money-saving team. Madam, your crystal ball, it's gone dark.
Oh, I turned it off, darling. I saw myself opening an account at Commonwealth One.
Go to cofcu.org/win and get in the game with Commonwealth One. Go to cofcu.org/win for account terms, conditions, and sweepstakes details. Residents of the DMV are eligible for membership, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend The Immune System, How to Build Your Arsenal, on Wednesday, September 26th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way you can take your business beyond. Get started with 150 megabit internet for just $89.95 per month when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. That's a $600 savings per year. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 10-12-18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Attention homeowners. Do you have mountains of debt and feel like your payments aren't making a dent? Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
Want to get a fast start on your holiday fund?
Yes.
Your chance to win $1,000.
I am excited. That's awesome.
Four chances each weekday. It's 4K a day on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
News next. Heather Curtis has the very latest on Tropical Storm Florence, then Garden Sense on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8.